Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yurtes. Chulin Yurtes, we are on Yurches Amid Beis. Yurches Amid Beis, right all the way at the bottom. We're talking about the area on the neck that is kosher for the makam hashchita of an animal. That is the sugi that we are in. We're on the last line of Yurches Amid Beis. But just one discussion that I wanted to have that I said, mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, that is the Gemara brought up, the sugya of nosan alav chumri hamakam sheyatsa misham chumri hamakam shehalach l'sham. Also just to mention the sponsor of today again, this week's sponsor is the Eisens, David and Sarah Eisen, in honor of their 18th anniversary. We again thank them for their sponsorship, and they should have a lot of years of mazel and bracha together. Okay, so the wanted to mention the So the related to that sugya of following the chumras of where you came from, so we know is the important sugya of Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni, just to mention two or three of the sources that I mentioned outside yesterday, but just to mention them again today. We know that the sugya of, if you have a ben chutz laretz, that's an Eretz Yisrael, for a Yantav, how many days of Yantav does he hold? What's amazing is that this is not really in the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish anywhere. You would think the Shulchan Aruch would talk about it. That's one of the mysteries of the sugya. But the Shulchan Aruch does not tell you clearly exactly what the halacha is. So the action starts off with a Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch, but it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Tshuvas Avkaz Rochel, which is the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, one of the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and he writes there at Siman Chavav, Sheila, Hayotzi be'Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz, v'dayto lachzar, im mispalo k'bnei Eretz Yisrael. First he has the opposite question also. Somebody is a ben Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz, but he is planning to go back. What does he hold? How does he daven? And then, v'tam lama ha'olim l'regel, mispalim b'faresia k'bnei chutz laretz v'ein mochin. Why are there those that come from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they have big yantif sheni minyanim, and nobody protests? 500 years ago, says the Avkas Rochel, Tshuva Davar Pashat, Kosha Daito Lachzer, Noe Kamakam Sheyatsim Misham. Whenever you go somewhere, you're always knowing, like the place where you came from, even Lahakel, Ubilvad Shalo Yaseh B'nei Makam Shehalach L'Sham. Generally, you don't do the opposite minhag in the face of others. But then he quotes, second half of the Tshuva, Mechein, Misha Babi Chutz Laris Laris Yisrael, V'daito Lachzer, Have bichlal b'nei chutz la'aretz dinu. Somebody's planning to go back. They're like b'nei chutz la'aretz. V'chein ma'isim b'chol yom b'chol shana v'shana. Olim l'shalosh regalim echutz la'aretz la'aretz. Says the Beis Yosef in Tzfat in the 1500s. This is what people do. Minyana diomar. People do this three times a year. Interesting, it says three times a year. They came up for Shavuos too. Was it a din of, oh, Sukkot and Pesach could be a nice vacation. Shavuot is only 2 days, what am I going to... No, it was a din of they felt, this is also part of the sugya of Aliyah L'Regel B'Zman Hazeh, this minog is quoted, they all came for all three regalim. V'osim yantav sheni shal galias ketikuno ukemishpata v'chutz laretz. They did a full yantav sheni. V'lo od, not only that they have minyanim. They have minyanim, yantav sheni minyanim, umaftirin b'navi, bebrachas tchila v'sov, kamosha osa b'yantav sheni b'chutz laretz, v'davar zeh nasim yimei kedem, b'fnei gdoli olam, v'lo pikpik adam b'davar zeh mei olam. Nobody ever said a word about this. That he talks about, is that appropriate in terms of the davening before hesi or not? That itself is a machlokas. But the idea of keeping yantav sheni, if somebody is in Eretz Yisrael, is very clear. The Birkei Yosef quotes the Savkas Rochel, Chacham Svi, and many others quote this, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, in Zibetav Sadek Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, V'chid Ben Chutz Laretz, Shabal Eretz Yisrael, Imdaita Lachshalom Kobots, or Achlaso Shnei Yevim Tovim. Right? This is the sugya of what most poskim hold. There is a minority opinion. Who is the minority opinion? The minority opinion, I'm sorry, I said the Chacham Svi, I meant Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is his son, who also says this. The Chacham Svi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father, is the shita that holds otherwise. And it happens to be very mistaver, it makes a lot of sense, but it is the minority shita. The Chacham Svi says in Zibit Kuf Samach Zayin, he was asked this question, and he says, Tshuva. Because Got a whole lot, be like a Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Hatoshavim. Ve'ein zeh bechlal chumri amakab jiyatim isham. And don't ask me from Chulun Daf Yud Ches. Don't think that this is a violation of chumri hamakab jiyatim isham. Why? She'ilu hayu kol anshi hamakab jiyatim isham kan, bikfiyusa, if everybody from the place where he was would move here, pshita shasurim hayu lasos yosem yom echad, mishabal tosef. If everybody from there moved here, they would all hold of one day, v'chein b'pesaf v'shvuas, ha'osa yom echad, mo'ed, yoser mi'amitzvah, over al baltosif, v'lo amru nosal av chumra yamakab sheyatzim isham, elo b'chumra, sherasha'in b'nei yamakab sheyatzim zem isham, lino chumrasam, b'makam hanoa gin kula, af im yikvu dirasam, b'makam alaz. When do you apply this principle? Only if those people would all come here, and they would still have a din of holding of their minhag. But if the halacha was that if all of them came here and lived here b'kfiyas, they wouldn't have their minhag anymore, so then you don't hold of that principle. And he says, after all, or this is added on by the Ir HaKodesh, Rav Tukhachitsky adds this. He says, b'zman beis hamigdash, if somebody came to, all the Jews that came to be Ola Regal, did they hold 2 days Yantif? Fascinating question. He says, I think not. What, all B'nai Eretz that came to be Ola Regal? No, they didn't hold of 2 days. They held 1 day. So we have to be more machmer than the minhag that we are being noheg zecher to what they used to do in the olden days. So therefore, he assumes that the din of the yatav sheni is only for a din of chutz la'aretz mamish. But if somebody's Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. And then he continues in one or two other ayahs. But that is his shita, and that is a very logical shita, but it is a very minority shita. Right? That's the shita known as the shita of Chacham Svi. There is a middle approach that's Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Soloveitchik, they say, quoted this approach called 1.5 days. Not really, you don't stop at Chatzos on the second day. 1.5 days, Rav Shmuel Salant says, means that you keep all the los asays, but you don't do the mitzvahs asay. Right, so you cover yourself. Really, he explains it. The Shmuel Salant says, "Meikra din, we pass like the Chacham." He passes like the Chacham Tzvi, but just to cover ourselves, we don't do any of the mitzvos. Okay, those are the three shitas in the poskim. And again, it's a mystery why it is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Various suggestions given, but that is the sugya relating to Chumri Amakab Shiasa Misham, as we had yesterday. Okay, let us now continue with where we're up to today. And we will get started on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Yud Ches Amid Beis, today's daf is all about Hagrama. All about Hagrama as we started off with yesterday. Says the Gemara, if you remember we had all different opinions, what are the Shiurim of Hagrama? Is the Shiur of Hagrama the upper Taba'as, the ring that goes around? Is it the point of the hat? I mean the cover of the, that goes on top of the Taba'os? Right, and the Rish Lakish had a shita, and is it a din of touching the chite, the wheat size, particles of ligament? Is it touching? Is it naga? Is it paga? All different shitas that we have. So I think we're on the last line. Mar Baravashi Amar Paga Bechite Kshera Shir Bechite Trefa. Mar Baravashi said, if paga Bechite, if you were pogeya, if you met the chitim, meaning, you cut the animal in the place which was close to the chitim. You are pogeya, but they're all above that kshera. That's okay. That's a kosher area on the neck. Shier bechite trefa. But if you went through them, and shier, you left some of them above, then trefa. That's too far up. You have to leave all of the chitim, all of the wheat-shaped cartilage next to the, or inside the area of the kova, you have to leave that up above. The hilchasa and halacha is, bishipi kova lamata kshera, and the halacha is, from the slope of the kova area down, that is kasher. Vahainu the shir b'chiti. Meaning the most mekel shita basically that we have had of what you have to leave over for the, what you have to leave over from the chitim. So Rav Nachman Akshir Mishipui Kova Lamata. Rav Nachman, as we just said, was Makshir from the Shipui Kova and down. Amalei Rav Chanan Barav Katina. L'Rav Nachman Kaman Lo Karabanan V'Lo Karab Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if you look in the Mishnah, that's the most Mekel Shita. They both had a machlokes about the Tabas Gadola, leaving, being mostly within the Tabas Gadola, even just above it. But this is even way more Mekel. This is above that. So who do you go like? Rav Nachman says that you go. Rav Nachman says that's the halacha. So Rav Chanan asked him, who is that like? So Amar Lei, Ana lo chilek yadana v'lo bilek yadana. I don't know chilek or bilek. What does that mean? So Rashi's preferred opinion, and number two, is that that's just a phrase. I'm not sure what you mean, but this is what I mean. Chilek and bilek is just they mean nothing. Rashi says in the last words of the Rashi, Lufi advarim lishna ba'almahi. Lishna ba'alma doesn't really mean. The first day in Rashi, he tries to say that maybe chilek and bilek is a reference to mechalik tabas lishnayim. Mechilek is a lashon like the Rabbanan. And bilek is a reference to Rabbi Yossi, somehow. But Rashi likes the second shot of chilek and bilek, which is used in Masechah Sanhedrin as well. So he says, I don't know about chilek and bilek. I know shvaitzi yadana. But I do have an opinion that I'm so mechan. Meaning I don't have a tana that I can find, but I have an amora, statement of an amora. V'yam so, Rav Chiya bar Abba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'yam rila, amr Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, amr Rabbi Chanina. V'yam rila, amr Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, amr Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's a maybe gula la olam, three lines of Daf Yomi. Right, who exactly said this? So who is it? Mishipui kova ulamata kshera. So all these Amoraim, or one of them, said that's the shear, and therefore I could be more makel than any of the other ta na'im. Continuing. The Amma Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Mugremes Durabanan, so Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi now has the following statement. Mugremes Durabanan kshera l'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Mugremes the Rabbanan, the more machmer shita, right, according to the Rabbanan, Mugremes is the shitas of the Tabaz, is kosher according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who's a little more makel than them. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ksheira, Rabbi Chanim, and Antigonus. And whatever is considered Mugremes, whatever is considered outside the area according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the next shita up from the Rabbanan, is okay according to Rabbi Chanim, and Antigonus, who has the more makel shita. Every shita built on the previous one in terms of the definition of Mugremes. Within the Tabos, right above the Tabos, the Shipui Kova, the Chuda Shalkova, right, or the Chitim in the middle. So, all the different Shitas built on the previous one. The Gemara says, Shita. It's obvious, they each say a more Mekel Shita. So the Gemara says, no. Mao de Tema, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Ad Rabbanan Kai. You might say that Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus is going back on the Rabbana, not on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you might say that he doesn't allow, he's not the most Mekel. Kamash Malan. We know it's just building on the previous. It's just building on the previous one. Ivaima Hachanami. So I don't know. How do you know? Maybe he is building on the sheet of the Rabbanan, and he's not more the most makel. So Gemara says, "Imkain heyid aleha mi boy heyad alei mi boy lei." If he's just referring to the previous sheet in the Brisa, he didn't have to say heyid. Right, we had it on the third line in the previous Yudchesma base. Heyed Rabbi Chaimed a ticket is al Mugremes Yikshera. It sounds like a separate statement. He's made on Mugremes. What do you mean? Just say he's made on it. That's what we were just talking about. The previous line had the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So the fact that he doesn't say that means he's going back on a previous statement, meaning he's even going back on the Rabbanan. The Hilchazak Rabbi Chinim and Antigonus to Koy Rav Nachman Kavase. And the Halachazak Rabbi Chinim and Antigonus, the most makel Shita, because Rav Nachman holds like him. And this is the Halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chaf. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, Makom Ashchita Bitsavar. That's what it says, that's the name of the Simon. And it has four Seifim. Makom Ashchita Bitsavar, Bikone Litzad Harosh, Mishipui Kovo Lamata. From the Shipui Kova and down. Vahu Kodem Sheyaskel Akova L'Shapeyav L'Alos, before it starts going up, on the slope down. Vahainu Shier Bechiti. And this is the same exact Shi'ur of Shier Bechiti. Vahu, and then he describes it a little more, the anatomical description of the animal, as we had earlier in this Perek. You not only have to know the base in the Lundis, in the Masechta, you gotta know how to do it. So this is all the first step. When I actually go, you have to go to a Schlachthaus and see it. But this is where this is what we'll talk about. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, and Vimshachat Petoch Achitim Shir Mea Kalshu Lamalik Sheva, as long as you left a few of the Chitim cartilage above, it's Kasher, Shari Shachat Mishibikov Lamata, Vimlo Shir Mea Klum, El Shachat Lamala Mehem, Hare Zem Mugremes. Upsula. If you shut above this, it's possible. Ulechatchila. What about lechatchila? Where's the best place to shecht? Is there a best part of the neck? Yishchot lamata mitabas agadola. So the Rama says. Lechatchila, it's best to shecht under, not getting into this whole controversy of where in the kova, where in the chitim, below the tabas gadola, as we said, maybe in between the tabos, that is where one should shecht lechatchila. That's what it says. And then tzorach shashochei shishchot beemtza tzavar, not minat sadim, as we'll get to. Tov li zayir lemashbeish besimanim litvosam kodam shchita. We'll get to that later. To grab the simanim before you start. That is the shulchan aruch and simen chaf. Okay, the makam mashchita on the neck. There is a myth that many think, and that is, if you look in the posting, a couple of articles about this in the various halachic literature, the shechting a giraffe. It's like a giraffe. It's a giraffe, a kosher animal. So most posts think to assume that a giraffe is a kosher animal. Right, it chews its cud and it has split hooves. I saw one that mentioned that maybe there is a little soft tissue under the split hooves. Does that make it considered not split hooves? But most poskim don't assume that that's a problem. They assume it's the ichor part of the foot is split hooves, and if it's a kosher animal. So why don't we eat giraffe? Why hasn't anybody had giraffe meat? So there are those that are under the assumption that say, we don't know where to shecht it. We don't know where to shecht it. It's such a long neck, we don't know where to shecht it. So therefore, it's a problem, that's why we don't have giraffe meat. If you look in the articles about the poskim, not really so many tshuvas about this, but the more contemporary articles mention that there's no such thing. We just learned the simen in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Chaf. You can shecht anywhere on the neck. The giraffe happens to be the easiest animal to shecht because the neck is so long, it's 6 feet long. Certain animals, it's so tiny, it's much harder. That's not the reason that we don't eat giraffe. Right? It's not because you can't find the makam mashchita. So general consensus seems to be that the problem is a practical one. Number one, it's very hard to hold down a giraffe to shecht it. Right? It's impossible. It's very strong. Number one. Number two, it has very thick skin. Very thick skin. And generally, who says the meat tastes good? Right? It'll be very expensive. Like, the non-Jews don't really have giraffe meat. Go to the non-Jewish restaurants. It's not really not something on the menus so commonly. So that's why I have here just an article from Rabbi Eli Mansour, which I got from his Daily Halacha website. He says, in truth, the most likely reason is why we do not eat giraffe meat relates to the pragmatic and financial issues entailed. It will be most difficult to hold down a giraffe for shechita, and additionally, the skin is very thick and heavy, thus making the skinning process very difficult and costly. Furthermore, the giraffe meat is, in all likelihood, not particularly tasty, which is probably why its meat is not marketed even in the non-Jewish world. So, Pashtus, the our sugya that we just said, Chulin Yotes, tells us that shechting a giraffe is okay. Shechting a giraffe would be okay, but the problem is the pragmatic and practical issues. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi tells us as follows. Now we get into a little bit of lumdus. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. Machlokes bishashachat shnei shlish vehegrim shlish. Discussed this a little bit in the Mishnah yesterday. The machlokes, which machlokes? The machlokes in the Mishnah. Between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Remember what the machlokes was? The machlokes was, can I have rove, if I cut rove through the tabos? Meaning I basically did a kosher shechita. I shecht the rove through the tabos and then I go out. Is that good enough? Or you have to have kol? That was a machlokas. The Rabbanan were machmer, you have to have kol. And Rabbi Yehuda says, rove is good enough. So, says Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, the machlokas is where you did it in that order. You did a two-thirds proper shechita, and then you were magrim outside. Right, then the last third, even though you have a kosher shechita already, then you went out of the makam shechita. The Rabbanan Savri Kule Shechita Be'inan B'Tabas Gedola. The Rabbanan require the entire shechita in the Tabas Gedola. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Savar Rubo Kakulo. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, as we said yesterday, no, the principle of Rubo Kakulo. Just like we had Rubo Kakulo in other areas of Halacha, so to here we have Rubo Kakulo. We'll talk more about Rubo Kakulo in a minute. Aval, that's the machlokas. You did a proper shechita, and the problem is, can you mess it up afterwards? Aval, higrim, shlish, v'shachat, shnei shlish, but if you did the opposite, what if you started off in the wrong spot? You did the first third outside the makam shechita, and then you did two-thirds in the proper place, even though, in totality, you did the same amount in the makam shechita, divrei HaKol Psula. Everybody there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, puzzle, the chinafka, chiyusa, because the key is at the moment that its life is removed. Tchinafke chiyusa, which we assume is at the rove moment. So at mov point. At that point, be'ina ruba b'shchita v'leka. At that point, you look back and you don't have a rove shchita. Right? Because the first third was outside the makam shchita, and therefore it's not going to be good. That is number one. We're going to have two versions. So the two versions of where the machlokas is, the other version is going to be the opposite. This is the version number one. Version number one is the machlokas is where you did the two-thirds proper shchita, which is fine. Two-thirds is rov. That's what you need. First mishnah, the next parak. And the last third you messed up. Does that ruin it? Masha'en kein, if you did it in the opposite order, then it would not be... If you did a third hagrama to start off with, that would be a problem according to everybody. Stop there for a minute. This sugya might relate. There are two points that I think it might relate to. One of them we'll get to in a few minutes after we read the rest of the Gemara. But there is a sugya that it might relate to, which is a topic that we had an Ian Shear about. And that is, what is Gemara talking about? You did an act, and the shaila is, could the action at the later point, does that have effects? So we had a sugya in the world of mitzvos. So it could be that we could generalize it to the world of Maisim, and this is an effect of it. For example, we have the sugya of Kriya Shema. Let's say Kriya Shema. It's a four-way machlokas Rishonim. What is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? Whatever one says, that's a shita. First pasuk, first parsha, second parsha, third parsha. The Ramban holds in the Malchamas that only the first pasuk is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, maybe Baruch Shem also, but that's it. First pasuk. Rashi, beginning of Shas, also v'yahavta. Bali Tosvis, even v'haya, and the Rambam Sheet is all three parshas of Kriya Shema. Right? Four-way machlokas Rishonim. The question that the Nitziv and other Achronim asks on the Ramban is, the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the second parak, the Gemara in Brachas, I think it's Daf Yudalit, says, ask the question of, can you be mafsik in Kriya Shema? Are you allowed to be mafsik in Kriya Shema? Is it like, do I have a Brachas here? No. Is it like, do you say that you cannot be mafsik? There's a shayla, comparing it to Megillah and to Hallel. Right? Can you be mafsik? So the Gemara there seems to be talking about, maybe there's a havamina that you can be mafsik in Kriya Shema. So the question asked is that, I forgot the exact tzadim, but the question is that, you can never be mafsik in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. So what's the whole shayla that we're asking? Oh, right, the shayla what? The lashon is Kriya Shema d'oraisa, and that's different than Hallel and Megillah, which is Durabanan. So maybe Kriya Shema has more Chamor Adinim. Mashenkin, do you say no? Megillah is different because of Pursuman Isa Adif. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So Gemara says Kriya Shema Daraisa, but the only part of Kriya Shema according to Durabanan is Daraisa is the first Pasuk. You can't be Mafsik in the first Pasuk. So the way that it's Siv and other Achronim answer is that even though the minimum of the mitzvah is the first pasuk, but once I choose to do a mitzvah d'oraisa in an expanded way, I have that option, and it's recognized all as the mitzvah d'oraisa once I expand it. So, you're right, the minimum one has to say is the first pasuk, but once I do more, that's recognized all as a mitzvah. It's not just the first pasuk and then an add-on to Rabbanan. It's all recognized as a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore, we could talk about hefsik even later on in the parsha. Or, to answer Tosas Kasha, the Achronim answer Tosas Kasha in Rosh Hashanah. Tosas says, how do we blow so many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? Isn't that Baltosif? It's Baltosif, how do we blow so many kolos? So some say, oh, there's no Baltosif by Dinim to Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan enacted a certain din. But the answer the Achronim give is that no, it's not Baltosif, because we could look at this as all part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. You could do it in a minimal way, you could do it in a maximal way. Matzah on the night of Pesach, there are many examples of this. But maybe this could also be an example of a maisa that you could choose to do it in a minimal way, but then once you choose to do it in an expanded way, that's halachically recognized as part of the act that you are doing. So that's generalizing it from mitzvahs. Well, shechit is also a mitzvah. Right? Shechit is also a mitzvah. So you could say it applies to shechit as well. It's a different kind of mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah as well. So this is one sugya that it might be related to. There's another sugya that it might be related to, which we'll mention in a couple of minutes. Let's just do a little more Gemara first. Says the Gemara. So what do we just have? We have the statement of Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, that the Machlokas in the Mishnah is only where you did two-thirds b'makam Ashchita and the last third outside. But if you did the last third outside first, then it would sure be a problem. Amalei Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says back to him, I don't think so. I think it's the opposite. Adarabba. Lema mar ifcha. Why don't you say the opposite? Machlokes kishe higrim shlish. Vishachat shnei shlish. The machlokes is when you did the opposite. Where first you messed up with the first third, you did it outside the makam hashchita, and then you did the rest properly. Why? To Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would say that's kosher. Why? Midi dahavi achatzi kana pagum. Just like a case we're going to have later on, chatzi kana pagum. The case there is, let's say I'm about to sheft an animal, and half of the animal's, one of the animal's simanim is already cut. So a treifa is only if it's rov cut. If it's half cut, it's not a treifa yet. Let's say I go take my knife, I go exactly on that cut in the simen, and then I go more. So the first half was cut already. I didn't do it, and then I just put it over the top. I made it into rov. That's kosher. Chatzi, kana, pagum, and then I went further. So Rabbi Yehuda would say this is the same thing. If you have half a simen that's already cut, then you finish it off. Or if you have a half a simen, so that half wasn't done through shechita. Or you have a half a simen outside the makam shechita, and then you do the rest of it barov. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that's okay. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would argue and say, ha-sam makam shechita. Over there at least, you have a cut, but it's in the makam shechita. But here it's not in the makam hashchita, and therefore it would be a problem. So maybe the machlokas is where you start off in a bad way. But in our case, where if you did two-thirds properly first, then of course there'd be a kol kshera. Maybe there everybody would agree that it's kosher. Why? Because the Mishnah says at the beginning of the next parak, you have to do rov simanim. If you do rov simanim, you're finished. Right? It's also... Why should you be able to ruin it afterwards? So that's what Rav Chisda says to Rav Huna Maravasi. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, come on. Ma neimalon tiyahu ruba dahasam la Rav Yosef Yehudik tanila. One second. That Mishnah, the beginning of the next parak, who says that's l'kuli alma? Maybe that's only Rav Yosef Yehudik shita. Rav Yosef Yehudik tanila. So you're saying, oh, everybody would agree there? No, maybe that's exactly as Rav Yosef Yehudik shita. That's not the Rabbanan shita. Armalei Abaya. Abaya says, 1 minute. Atu kol rubi da amar bezer Yehuda k'tani luhu. Well, whatever it says, rov. You think it's a bezer Yehuda? The Rabbanan hold of the shita of rov. Right, so what do you mean? They're going to reject that? Right, we had earlier in the Masechta, we had on Daf Yud Aleph. We had, what's the muck of rochanacha rov? Everybody holds of rov. Right, how do you know zilbasa rubas? How could you suggest that the Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak is only according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Everybody holds of rov. So Amarlei, he says, no. Ana ruba deshchita ka'amina. Deshamanu the pligi. I'm not talking about rov in general in life. I'm talking about rov by shchita. I know they argue with. Already here we have it. We have the precedent. Right here on yesterday's daf. We have a machlokas about rov. So too, we have a machlokas. Maybe that parak is, the Mishnah is limited also to rov by shchita. End of first version. So again, what's the issue? The issue is, whether there's going to be a machlokes where you have two-thirds good first and then the one-third messed up, or you start off one-third messed up and then you have two-thirds. That's the machlokes. Let's do the Lishna Achrina also. The Lishna Achrina is the exact same version with different names, different people talking. So let's do it and then we'll talk more about it. Lishna Achrina. Amri La Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. So, Rav Asi says here, first, Rav Asi here says what Rav Yechizta argued with him after, in the earlier case. Machlokes b'shehigrim shlish v'shachash shlish, or the opposite. The Rav Yosi reviewed this over midi aviachatzik on a pagum, v'rabbanan hazel makam shchita hakala makam shchita. Rav Asi said this. Right, which was what was against him before. Aval shachat shnei shlish, v'hegrim shlish, tibia kol kshera, ta'atran rubu shalachat kamahu. Right, so Rav Asi first says that if you messed up at the beginning, that's the machlokas. But if you did properly at the beginning, first two-thirds, then of course that would be good. That's like the Mishnah, the next parak. Maskevla Rav Chizda, man leimalon, tiyahud ruba dahasam la Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda k'tani la, tilmi Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda k'tani la. Maybe the Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak is only a das yachid, Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. Amalei Rav Yosef, and then Rav Yosef comes in and says, Atuku Rubi Da Alma, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Ktani Lu. What, whenever it talks about Rov, you're gonna limit it? Amalei, Ana Ruba Deshchita Kaamina. The Shamana Lu De Pligi, period. No, I'm only talking about Ruba Deshchita, because I've heard, right? It's our Mishnah yesterday, that they argue, so therefore, that's why I only asked it here. Period. Stop there for a minute. Or two. This sugya, those who are familiar a little bit with the Masechta might know there is a similar sugya which we might relate this to. I just quoted one from outside the Masechta about mitzvos, but there is another sugya that this very well could relate to. And that's called the sugya of Shia B'miyad Basra. What if I shechted properly and then I waited, I delayed, right? I shechted Rov Simanim, and then I had a shehiya, and then I finished the job. Shehiya B'miyad Basra, is that a problem? Not a problem. So Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam later on in Dav Lamed Beis says no, it's not a problem. You did the Shechita properly already. That's called Shehiya B'miyad Basra. Tosfos in Dibras Hechlid, Lamed Beis there later on says it is not a problem. Who says, who's Rabbeinu Tam arguing on? Rashi. If you look at it for a minute on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in our Masechta, right, four lines from the Mishnah. Got a four lines up from the Mishnah on the bottom. Says the Gemara, Boy Reb Huda Breder of Nasan, Shoha B'miyot Simanim Mahu. If somebody is Shoha B'miyot Simanim, what does that mean? Shoha, it's four lines up from where the Mishnah is, in the Gemara. Shoha B'miyot Simanim Mahu. So, that's the Gemara. So Rashi says, what does that mean, Miyot Simanim? Eighth wide line in Rashi. Shachad Harov V'shoha B'miyot Achron. That's Rashi Shita. And what does the Gemara answer? Teku. And therefore we have to be Machmir. Shehiya B'miyad Basra, Rashi has a problem. Even though you finished the Shechita properly, who cares that you're having a Shehiya now? Rashi says, it's still a question, and the Gemara ends in a Teku. Rabbeinu Tam cannot accept it. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's the Machlokas? So it's a similar question here, right? Similar issue. If you already did the Shechita in a proper way, you have Hagroma B'miyad Basra. Right, that's what this would be called. That's Shehiya B'miyad Basra. This Hagroma B'miyad Basra. So all the Achronim, if you look in Shiuri Harav, or Soloveitchik's Torah on Yoredeya, so he quotes, Ibabir Divrei Rashi, according to Rashi, what must you say? Afal pi she'ein sorach lishchod yosem mirov asimanim, mikal makim mshachad yoser, afilu miyad basra nitvas kechelik mimaisa shchita. It's a chiddush din in shchita. Well, we related it to mitzvahs in general, but you might say it's unique to shchita. Umatzinu me'ein zeh, he said you can ask the same question by shchita sa'of. What's the second simon by an oaf considered? But Rashi says that no, it's part of the Maisa Shechita. Rabbeinu Tam, no. Rabbeinu Tam would say, Delo nitfas miyad basra, the siman of kechel Maisa Shechita klal. You don't have to do it, but once you do it, it's part of the Maisa. Aval la'achar shek, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, la'achar shek far nishchetu rov simanim, lo tzorach lishchot shara simon klal, v'yem kein ein shechita shara simon mitztarefas l'shara Maisa Shechita, el ahari yike mechatech beregel ha-behema, la'achar shek far nishchot ha-simanim. It's like they're cutting the leg of the animal. After you shecht it. Right? It's like you're cutting the leg, and therefore, it would be not a problem. The Rav then goes one step further, and beautifully adds, maybe this machlokas, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, or in our case, machlokas tanam, whether the end can mess up the beginning, maybe you could go back one step further and say, maybe they're arguing about how you understand the principle of shechting rov simanim. When we say you're allowed to shecht rov simanim, why is that? Is that because it's as if you shechted both simanim in its entirety? Ruba kakulo. You have to shecht all the simanim. But you know what? If you did rove, it's as if you shechted all the simanim. Or do I say no? You know what rove here means? Rove here means that all I have to do is shecht rove simanim. That's the din. There's no din. When it says ruba kakulo, that doesn't mean that lechadchila or even in some theoretical way, I have to shecht all, and rove is enough to be considered all. No! Ruba kakulo in this context means rove is good enough to shecht, just like you did all, but not that you need all. Rove is all that you need to do. So maybe that's the lumdus behind Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, who says that if you did it all, it's all recognized, because he generally holds that ruba kakulo means rove is as if you did the whole thing. And therefore, he holds, if you actually did the whole thing, it's also part of the Maisa Shechita. Rabbeinu Tam holds no. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Rov Simana B'Shechita is a din of Rov Simana B'Shechita. All you have to do is Rov, not because it's considered as if you did it all. No! You don't have to do it all. That's the issue. Ha'im zemi din klali druba kakulo, o dilma kach nemer alach moshe b'sinai. The Shechita ain't sarach lishkor kol ha-simanim. El asagi b'shechita's Rov Simanim. Right, that's the day. So ulitzad echad yishmak al lomar shafa miyad basra nitvas kechel maizah shchita. Dulai lo amrina rubik akulo el kishlo gamar lishol kulo ulitzad abeis. That's the halacha, just rove. That's the machlokas between Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. That's in Simin Chaf Zayin. No, sorry, Simin Yud Zayin. Simin Yud Zayin in Shiur Harav on Yoredeya. Okay. Weiter. So let's continue now. There's another piece in the Shiur HaRav, but first we have to do a little more Gemara. Says the Gemara now, next Shaila. We're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines up from the bottom. Higrim Shlish. Vishachat Shlish Vihigrim Shlish. We have all the permutations here. Again, it's a lot of lumdus that we could talk about. What happens if you did Hagrama on the first third and the last third, and you did the Shchit in the middle properly? Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish. What's the issue? The issue is, if you look at the Shchit in its totality, then Rove was done in an improper way. If you look at the moment that the life of the animal went out, the moment that you got to the Rove, that was Bekashrus. That's going to be the issue here. Do you look at the moment of Nafach Chiyusei, which here was Bekashrus, or do we look at the totality of your act, which was Bipsul? That's the issue. Rafuna Amarav Kshera, Rafuna Amarav Trefa, Rafuna Amarav Kshera, Ki Nafka Chiyusei Beshchita Kanafka. Rafuna Amarav said it's Kasher because the moment that his life went out, it went out Beshchita properly. The Ritva says you wouldn't even need the third. You could just have a moment. Right, if you have the moment of getting it over to the rove, that would be good enough according to the Shita. That's all you need. Rav Yehuda Amarav Trefa. Rav Yehuda Amarav says, no, Trefa. Why? Bina Ruba Beshchita Valeka. You need rove Beshchita. You look at the totality, and here you don't have it, and therefore it is a problem. What about the other case? Shachat Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish, Veshachat Shlish. What if the opposite case? You have Shchita first and third, third. And then the middle one is Agrama. So the opposite, they each say the opposite Shita. Rav Yehuda Marav Kshera. Rav Yehuda Marav, who said Trefa before, says Kshera now. Asa Shailu Al Rav Huna, Arbalu Trefa. Then they asked Rav Huna, who held the opposite Shita, and said, I think it's a Trefa. Shem Rav Yehuda Ikad. Rav Yehuda says, got upset at him. He said, I don't understand. Amar Tarifna Umechshir Umachsharna Tarifa. You always say the opposite. You're just an anti-person. Whatever I say, you say the opposite? I don't understand you. So I'm Rav Huna, Shapar Kam Mikbid. Right. Rav Huna thinks to himself, he wasn't so strong in his beliefs. He's like, maybe he's right. Maybe I'm just being an anti. Chada ihu shamile mine de Rav analo shamile. First of all, I only heard the first statement from Rav. I didn't hear the second one. The second one I said by myself. The Oda Iker Rav Shchita. And after all, maybe he's right. So I'm Rav Chisda l'tad b'chal. Rav Chisda, even though he got upset at him, he says, no. Don't be chozer bo. You have a good shita. It makes sense what you said. Diem Cain, because if you take back your second shita, mafsadas lala kamaisa, then your first shita is going to fall away. Remember, because both come from the same svara. Why? Hasa my time of kamachshart. Why would you machshir the first one where you had hagrama shita hagrama to chinafka chiyusei bechshira kanafka? Because you look at the moment that you get to the rove, and that was behechshir. So hachanami chinafka chiyusei bagrama kanafka. Here too. Here too is fine what you said, because it's hagrama, shechita hagrama, and therefore, I understand your shita. I understand your shita. Stop there for a minute. You know what? Four more lines. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura. Rav Nachman gave the surah, ba'imine shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish ma'u. He asked this kasha. You did shechita, then hagrama, then shechita. So what is it? Amr lehu, lav haina der blazer by minyomi? Isn't that Rav Blazer by Minyomi's statement? Rav Blazer by Minyomi, shechita ha'asuya kemasreik shira. If you use a knife that has two combs, like two blades of a comb, you have space in the middle, it's kasher. See here too. Right here too, you did proper, right? The question that was asked was, you did a proper shechita on the outsides, and the middle was a problem, it's kasher. The Gemara said, no, v'dilma b'makam shechita. Maybe masrik is only okay with it, it's at least all in the makam shechita. The Gemara says, makam shechita ma'ila meimer, then what will be the chiddush? Of course it's pashit. The Gemara said, no, ma'u the tema binan shechita mifura'as. Veleka. Now you might think you need a nika recognizable shchita. Mifuras is from the word rosho parua. Rashi quotes by Isha Sota. It has to be clear and open. And here it doesn't look so that clear and open because it has the big space in the middle. Kamash v'lan, it's still kosher. Stop there for 2 moments. Number one is what is the Shemzian Balacha quotes a couple of these sources, but what is the we say, you look at the moment of Chiyus going out. What exactly is the importance of that moment? So there is a Rabbeinu Bachai at the beginning of Parshas Emor. Rabbeinu Bachai there talks about, where does Tumas Meis come from? Rabbeinu Bachai says Tumas Meis comes from the moment that the Malach HaMavis is Nogeya, a person, and takes his neshama away. At that moment, that's where the Tumah comes from. And that's what he talks about at the beginning of Emor, right, Tumas Kohanim. He says those biblical personalities who were Mace Benishika, they weren't because Meshika means it wasn't the Malach HaMavis at that moment. And that's what Rebbe says, B'shas Petiraso, he puts his fingers up. The chulu. Let me just read you the line. V'tama davar bebnei shakonim mizar maltumas ames l'fishe mishar se elyo v'kiva shemisaso ha'isa lo al yedei koach ha'mashchis ela al yedei shchina lo hayasham tuma the certain tana v'lakachich ha'zabyanai ein kuhuna hayom l'fish ha'konim nisasko b'kfuraso v'nistalka me'aleim toras kuhuna hayom aval shar b'nei ha'olam shemisaso al yedei koach ha'mashchis shusibas tumas ames. Because usually at that moment, but relating to these special people, we don't say that. Reb Ali Tosis quoted Deya that say that maybe tzaddikim. Well, we don't paskin that way at all. Even the Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was right to my space. The whole Pesach Sheni was because of the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. So if Yosef HaTzadik created Tumah, I think anyone else in history, in a later period of history for sure, creates the Tumah as well. But that might be relating on a more Kabbalistic level, where does the Tumah space come from? Why do you focus on just the Makom that Nafak Chiyusei? Right, what is that? If you had a grammar at the beginning of the end? No, the point is because of this... of this issue, because maybe the Tumas Meis comes from, that's the moment of death, and that's what we can relate to. Another important point, just to mention, I think we mentioned this once or twice in the past, in this Masechta, the Lecha Mishnah points out that the Rambam Paskins, where's my Rambam? The Rambam, I don't know if I quote, I have it here, but the Rambam Paskins in Gimel Yud Gimel, in Shechita, like the Shechita of Shreifa. In the case of Higrim, Shachat, and Higrim, the Rambam Paskins that, like the Shita of Trefa, but really the Rambam's Lashon is Nevela. The Rambam says Psula. Psula always means Nevela. So the Lecha Mishnah there says, even though Trefa is said here, that was just a contrast to the other Shita that says Kshera, but really he holds that it is a totally Pasul Shita, it is a Nevela. Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to it, but this relates to the Sugya of the relationship between Nevela and Trefa. Right, we usually translate it as Nevela means Shechita wasn't done. Trefa means that Shechita was done. There's just an external problem that the animal had a hole in its lung, some other problem on the body. That is how we usually translate it. Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel was on the relationship between Nevela and Trefa, and he suggested, and he has many rayas to this, which hopefully we'll come back to at the end if we have time, and he suggested that even Trefa is a problem with the Shechita. What does that mean? Shreifa means there was a Maisa Shechita, but there was no Shechita Lagabe Heter Achila. That's what he says. He needs to put Shreifa closer to Nevela. Because the Rambam says, just to mention one Raya, that Shreifa and Nevela can be Mitztarif. Chatzi Zayis Shreifa and Chatzi Zayis Nevela are Mitztarif to each other. You never have that by items that are not similar Isurim. So Rab Chaim says, it's why, because Shreifa is really a choser shchita legabi heter achila. He holds that, and there are other rise to this as well. But that's the relationship between Nevela and Shreifa. It's not just two totally different psulim, but they are connected to each other. Okay, let's continue though now, and then if we have time, we will come back. Let's go back to what we're up to. Simin Beis Chaf Dalad, we continue. Yasa Rab Abba Achorei de Rav Kahana. Rav Abba was sitting behind Rav Kahana, the Yasa Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. And Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, the Yosef of Kamar, and Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda the following question. Shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish mahu. He asked our case. Shachat higrim v'shachat. Amar le shchita sokshera. He said, Rav Yehuda said, shchita is kasher. Shchita is kasher. Why? Because the totality is shchita. Higrim shlish v'shachat shlish v'higrim shlish mahu. What about the other case? Amar le shchita sabsula. Because the totality was outside the makam shchita. Shachat b'makom nekev. Mahu. What happens if there was a little nekev there, very small nekev, and he shechted on that nekev? It wasn't enough of a nekev to make it into a trefa. And he shechted on that spot and he went further, right? Like the case of chati kana pagum, like we had before, you continued. That's fine. Because the original point wasn't a trefa, and you continued. Shachat upaga bo nekev mahu. What about this case? There was chati kana pagim on the inside. So, you shechted, the shochet shechted, and when he met the half that already had a nekev, then it became the rove. So, I'm a leishchid, that's a psula, that's a problem. even though it's the same size, nekev, going in, when it's at the beginning, and you went through it, and you did the act of getting to rove, that's kosher. But if it was already there, and you just connected to it, so then that's pasul. Azal Rabbi Abba, Amra Kamed Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Abba, who was sitting behind them, went and heard this, and he said it in front of Rabbi Elazar. Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amra Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Amra Lei Maishan, he asked him, what's the difference? What's the difference between Shachat b'makam nekev and shachat u'pagamo nekev. So Amalei says, very simple. Shachat b'makam nekev, if he shechted in the place of a nekev, meaning there was a problem, there was a nekev there, and then he continued, and the shochet got to the rove, nase kemisha shachat ovid gochadev v'gamar Yisrael. It's as if a goy did the first half, and a Jew really took over then. Because who cares if the first half was bapaslus? It was half, you didn't really accomplish anything yet. And therefore you just go by the Yisrael, what the Yisrael did. Shachat u'pagamo nekev. But if you have the case where the Jew did the first half, but the other half was already there, and then it's as if that other half that was already there finished the shechita, na'asa kemisha shachat Yisrael v'gamar ovid gachavim. It's as if the goy did the important part, got over the hump of the rove. And therefore, it's a problem. So Kari Ale, Rabbi Yochanan said this, and Rabbi Elazar heard it and said, Kari Ale, ovid gachavim, ovid gachavim. He hears and says, what is going on here? Not that Rashi says, not that he called him a guy. Lo shahaya kori lo ovik ochavim. He was just saying, what are you talking about? It's like an ovik ochavim shechting gate. How could that be? How could you have that comparison? That's what he's saying. Ovik ochavim. Really? You have that comparison? So the Gemara says, Amarava, shaper kori lo ovik ochavim. He says, yeah, he was very upset at the comparison. Why? Ovid gochavim by a guy, bishlama hasam, midahavi leili Yisrael, lemishchat ruba, vilo shachat, by a guy. If a guy finishes the job, it's a problem. Why? Because if Yisrael is in the middle of shechting, and he stopped, and then a guy took over, ki nafka chiyusa b'yadad ovid gochavim kanafka, then a guy finishes the job, and that's the problem. Ela hacha, michti. But over here, let's see, mishchat shachit. Mali makam nekev, mali pagam nekev. But over here, what's the difference? He's doing half the job. It doesn't matter where the nekev is. He was the one that added on the part to make it completely shechted. And therefore, Rav explains that I don't think there should be a difference between makam nekev or pagabo nekev. Okay, fine. By the way, shechitas akam is also one of the rayas that Reb Chaim brings in terms of his issue of treifa and nevela. I'll read it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avos HaTumah. We'll be yotze with this in terms of nevela and treifa. The Rambam says, "Ein shechitas akum etama el midivrei sofrim." The Rambam says that shechita, if an akum shechs an animal, obviously it's pasul, but it's only pasul midirabanan. V'yim tomar midivrei sofrim. Divrei sofrim, whatever that means. V'yim tomar v'alohi asura ba'achilu dvar Torah. Isn't it asur to eat daraisa? Ask the Rambam on shechitas akum. If it's asur to eat daraisa, why is it only tame midirabanan? If it's a problematic shechita midaraisa, that means it's a nevela. Nevela is matam midaraisa. So why do we say by shechita zakam is only matam midarabanan? The Rambam says, lo kal ha'asur ba'achila matame. Not everything that's asur to eat is matame. Shaharei treifa asur v'tahora. After all, treifa is asur to eat, and it's not matame. Ask Reb Chaim, what is the connection between a shechita zakam and a treifa? A treifa is a proper shechita, but you had a different external problem. Shechita zakum is not even a shechita zakum. How can you give it a shechita? It's not even a proper shechita. What's the answer? It must be treifa is also not a proper shechita. Treifa is just like shechita zakum. It's a shechita, but it's not a shechita. Legabe heter achila. That's another one of Reb Chaim's rayas, among others. That's also quoted here in Shiur HaRav, in Simon Chav Zayin, the piece about nevela and treifa. Period. Okay, let's continue. So now we're moving away from Hagrama. Now we're looking for the other halachas of Makam HaShechita. Says the Mishnah, HaShochei Menat Sadam Shechita Asob Shkshera. Somebody shechs from the side of the neck, not from the point of the neck, where the bottom of the neck where he's supposed to shech. Throw from the side, Shechita Asob Shkshera. That's okay, B'diyeved. Because there's no, you're not going through the Oref there. The back is going to be a problem, because then you have to go through the bones. But just to contrast this to Malika, the Avoda, how we kill a carbon bird using the fingernail. So if you do Malika from the Stadim, that's the contrast. Rashi says even Stadim could be even Lachachila, okay. It just uses the Lashon of B'diyeva Kusher because of the contrast to Malika. But if somebody does Shechita from the Oref, that's Pasul. Because that has to go through the bones. But Malika, that's what you're supposed to do. Hashokim natzaver shkidasuk sheira. If you shach from the bottom, which is what you're supposed to do, shkidasuk sheira, hamolik natzaver should be kulikasa psula. So the Mishnah summarizes, shekal oref kashal malika, the kal atzaver kashal behema. The whole oref is kashar v'malika, and the tzaver is kashar l'behema, l'shchita. Nimsa, what comes out? Kashar b'shchita, pasul b'malika, kashar b'malika, pasul b'shchita. Right, they're opposites in terms of place. Shchita has to be on the bottom of the neck, and malika has to be on the top, back of the neck. Fine. Gemara, my oref, what does it mean, oref, in the Mishnah? The back of what? Does that mean the back of the neck, or the back of the head? Ilema oref mamish, if it means mamish oref, the back of the head. My arya shokhed afila molik nami. Even molik would be a problem in the back of the head. Mi mul arpo amarachman of a low arpo. Next to, opposite the oref, not the oref itself. So Ella, my orf mi mul oref, you're right, oref means mi mul oref, which means the back of the neck. Kidiktani seifa, kala oref kashal malika, like it says later on. Fine. There's a sugya just to mention, where does oref also comes up in terms of tefillin, or comes up in terms of tefillin, where the knot of the tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Chav Zayin, Tzarech sheyeh kesher me'achori harosh lamala ba'oref. It has to be in the back of the neck lamala, that means right where the hard skull bone ends. If it's tzarech lechavei na'ketzitzit, it should be in the middle. And the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be very careful about this. It shouldn't be too big. Sometimes a little down could be okay, but it's better to be a little too up than a little too down. Sometimes we're so used to it, and when we make it tighter, it feels like it's falling off, especially after we get a haircut. Sometimes it's even looser, but we have to make sure that it's in the right place in the back. Big sugi, if you have to adjust it, there's an Avni Nezer has a tshuva, and others argue with him. Let's say you're borrowing somebody's tefillin, and you adjust it, and then you readjust it afterwards. So are you Yotze? The Avni Nezer has a big chiddush that maybe you're not Yotze tefillin, the one who borrowed it. Why? Because it's not a kesher shel kayama. We know a kesher shel kayama has to be there at least 24 hours. Ruba da Achronim assume that you can't compare tefillin to Shabbos. It is a kesher shel kayama. But only Shabbos has that definition. That's a tshuva of the Avni Nezer, Imin Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. Let's just finish a little bit more. Minoani Mili. How do I know that it has to be oref? The Tanur Abana mi mul arpo mul haroe es haoref, the back of the neck. The chenu omer v'hu yoshev mi muli, as we learned a couple of weeks ago in the parsha, and he is it. The nation is opposite me, mi muli va'omer ki panu elai oref alopanin. He turned his oref to me and not the face. My va'omer, what's that extra pasuk teaching me? V'chitema oref gufe lo yadinan hecha dineda muli dehecha. If you want to say from the first pasuk, it says v'hu yoshev mi muli. I don't know where the oref is. We have to be mul it, but I don't know where the oref is. Tashma ki panu elai oref alopanim. So you see, the oref is the opposite of panim, of the face. So mul oref is a little bit lower down. Michlal da oref lahade panim. Fine. Amri, let me just quote the next line because I wanted to mention one point. Amri b'nei Rebbe Chiya, because they're on the shiur tomorrow. The b'nei Rebbe Chiya said, mitzvas malika machzer simanim la'achori oref molek. You got to, by malika, what you do is, say the b'nei Rebbe Chiya, you grab the simanim and you cut them first. Even though you do get from the oref, you cut the simanim first. Ika da amri af machzir. Some say you can do that. Vigadamri, machzer dafka. Some say you have to do that. Machlokes. We're going to stop here, but the Gemara will continue exactly, whether it's a allowed idea or a needed idea. I just wanted to mention, if you see on the side, the asterisk says that Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah says the B'nai Rebbe Chiya were Yehuda and Chizkiya. Yehuda and Chizkiya were the B'nai Rebbe Chiya. What significance about the B'nai Rebbe Chiya, Yehuda and Chizkiya? The Gemara in Masechta Nida tells us that they were born 3 months apart. Twins that were born 3 months apart. Neither Chav Zayin and Alf. Is that possible? I think a few last year sometime when we discussed this, we quoted a couple of stories from the internet about the twins that were born a couple of months apart. But right here you have them: the B'nai Rebbe Chiya, Yehuda, and Chizkiya. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be up. I hope that the Daf Be'iyun Shir, which we gave this week, is also up already, or it's not, or is going to be up. The sugya of Nitzna Torah v'Nischat Shalacha that we had, and everybody should have a good Shabbos. Again, thank you to David and Sarah for sponsoring this week.